KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Well, checking sports, just recapping the NCAA Wrestling Championships. University of Iowa sophomore Spencer Lee defeated Virginia's Jack Muller 5-0 Saturday night to win the 125-pound title at the 2019 NCAA Wrestling Championships. Lee, the number 3 seed at 125, scored takedowns in the first and third periods and forced a pair of stalling calls on Muller to win the title for the second straight year. Lee outscored his opponents 55-7 in five matches. He won twice by decision, added one major decision, one technical fall, and one pin. He defeated an undefeated opponent in the finals for the second straight year, as Muller was 21-0 entering the finals. A year ago, Lee defeated Nick Suriano in the finals 5-1. Suriano had been 25-0. Lee's individual title is the 85th in program history, the 12th national title under head coach Tom Brands. UNI's Drew Foster took the title at 197 pounds with a 6-4 decision over Cornell's Max Dean in the championship match. Foster becomes the first champion for the Panthers since 2000. Foster wasn't heavily recruited in high school, and he worked from a 15-19 freshman season to become an NCAA champion in his senior year. In all, the Hawkeyes placed fourth at the NCAA championships with 76 points. Penn State won the team title with 137.5 points. Ohio State with 96.5 was second. Oklahoma State was third at 84, followed by the Hawkeyes, then Michigan with 62.5. Northern Iowa tied with Lehigh for 13th with 40.5 points. Iowa State with 32 points was 16th overall. Iowa crowned six All-Americans, including Lee, sophomore Austin DeSanto, junior Pat Lugo, sophomore Caleb Young, sophomore Alex Marinelli, and redshirt freshman Jacob Warner. In women's college hoops last night, a disappointing end for the Cyclone women. The Missouri State women are headed to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2001. The Lady Bears built an 11-point third-quarter lead and then held off an Iowa State rally to stun the third-seeded Cyclones in Ames by a final of 69-60.
Obviously, it's a hard way to end your season, not playing your best, but that's a credit to Missouri State. That's, like you said, it's the nature of this tournament. Unfortunately, we could not make a shot.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones made a season low from three-point range and finished 2 of 17 from behind the arc.
That's the nature of this tournament, and, you know, you make a couple layups early, you know, you're relaxed, the game's going fine. You make a three early, but just wasn't going in tonight, and that's the nature of the game.
The Cyclones sliced the Lady Bears' lead to 1, but never led in the second half as they end their season with a record of 26-9.
Tonight is one of those nights that's going to sting, and it is. It'll be a hard day at work tomorrow, but, you know, basketball is a game of shot-making, and we've said it all year long, and we made a bunch of them all year. Unfortunately, tonight we couldn't make them when we had to, and it ends your season.
Now, the Cyclones fell a game shy of matching the school record for wins in a season. It was a brutal way to end the year, but still a remarkable turnaround for a program that bottomed out at 14-17 a year ago. Iowa State now looks to move on after losing Bridget Carlton, who finished her career just 7 points shy of the school record. Carlton had 31 points in her final game to lead Iowa State. Well, elsewhere in the women's NCAA last night in the Greensboro region, it was top seed Baylor beating California 102-63, North Carolina State defeating Kentucky 72-57. In the Chicago region, Notre Dame beat Michigan State 91-63, Stanford over BYU 73-63. In the Albany region, UCLA upends Maryland 85-80, Oregon State downing Gonzaga 76-70. And in the Portland region, South Dakota State beat Syracuse 75-64. In men's tournament basketball last night in the NIT second round, it was Colorado over Norfolk State 76-60. In the CIT second round, Bakersfield, Cal State Bakersfield, a winner over Southern Utah 70-67, and Texas Southern beat Rio Grande 94-85. In the CBI quarterfinals, Coastal Carolina overwhelming West Virginia 109-91. It was Loyola Marymount over Brown 81-63. DePaul beat Longwood 97-89. And South Florida topping Utah Valley 66-57. Now, today's men's tournament schedule has the NIT quarterfinals scheduled. Creighton on the road at TCU tonight, and Wichita State will play at Indiana. Also in the CIT tournament in the second round, Charleston Southern will play at Hampton. FIU is at Green Bay. And in the CIT quarterfinals, Presbyterian plays at Marshall this evening. Well, there were court appearances Monday in a nationwide college admissions scam. A dozen sports coaches, test administrators, and others pleaded not guilty to participating. The defendants arrested in the Operation Varsity Blues investigation were arraigned in Boston's federal court on Monday. They include former Georgetown tennis coach Gordon Ernst, former UCLA men's soccer coach Jorge Salcido, Wake Forest women's volleyball coach Bill Ferguson. An attorney for Ferguson told reporters his client is innocent and does not belong in this indictment. The coaches are charged with accepting bribes in exchange for helping students get into school by pretending they were athletic recruits. Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and other prominent parents charged with bribing coaches and arranging ways to cheat on their children's entrance exams are due in court on later dates. Nike says it's been cooperating with the federal government's ongoing investigation of college basketball for more than a year. The company issued a statement Monday saying it will not be extorted or hide information that is relevant to a government investigation. That statement followed the arrest of celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti on federal extortion charges. Federal prosecutors say Avenatti threatened to hold a news conference to announce damaging allegations against Nike if the company didn't pay him more than $20 million. Nike officials told investigators that Avenatti claimed to know of rules violations by an amateur basketball team sponsored by the company. Nike said it believes in ethical and fair play, both in business and in sports, and will continue to assist the prosecutors. Avenatti also is charged in Los Angeles with bank and wire fraud. He's accused of embezzling a client's money to pay his own expenses. Well, in baseball news, Greg Holland has earned the closer's job with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Holland returned from Tommy John surgery and led the National League with 41 saves for Colorado in 2017. The 33-year-old right-hander was 2-2 with a 4.66 ERA with St. Louis and Washington last year when he earned $14 million. He has a 2.83 ERA and 8 major league seasons. Also, the Miami Marlins have released pitcher Dan Straley. The team will give Straley more than $1.2 million in termination pay rather than pay his $5 million salary. The 30-year-old right-hander was 15-15 in two seasons with the Marlins. The Baltimore Orioles put scheduled opening day starter Alex Cobb on the 10-day injured list because of a strained right groin. He'll likely be replaced by Andrew Cashner for Thursday's game at the New York Yankees. Cobb's last spring training start was cut short after one inning Saturday because of the groin issue. Iowa's Noah Fant and T.J. Hockenson could become the first tight end duo to be selected in the first round of the NFL draft. Both took part in Iowa's Pro Day on Monday, and some projections have Fant as a top 10 pick.
You know, you could be picked at 8 or 9, or you could be picked at 43. You know, anything could happen. You know, especially with teams picking up guys in free agency, things have already changed. Teams trade up or trade down, things will change again. So there's no real way to predict it, just kind of knowing I put my best foot forward and hoping for the best.
Both are expected to get invited to the draft in Nashville, but neither has made a decision on where they will watch the draft.
We both want the best for each other, so every time we step out on the field, we're trying to, you know, prove who's the best. And so it's all been fun, though, and it's all been a good time and friendly competition.
Fant says it's hard to say which one will be taken first.
At the end of the day, me and TJ are two different players, two different skill sets, two different. It depends on what the team wants, what the team is drafting for. So that's what it comes down to. You know, a lot of people are split decision with who they like better. So it just comes down to, you know, which team's going to draft who.
Hockenson is also considered a possible top 10 pick, but he says he's paying no attention to those projections.
You can't listen to outside noise either. That's the biggest thing is no one knows, no one has a clue. And, you know, you just got to go back to work and remember the fundamentals, remember what it took to get here. And, you know, that's the biggest thing.
Hockenson says there are no guarantees where a player will be drafted.
No one knows, no one has a clue. I mean, you know, you could fall really, very easily. No one knows what's going to happen on that day. I don't think the teams even know what's going to happen until that day.
Hockenson says he's more concerned about making a team than where he is drafted.
Like I said, I'm super excited to play this game as a job. I mean, that's crazy to even think about. So, I'm just ready to go.
The NFL draft is scheduled for later in April. Now, as part of the celebration of its 100th season, the NFL will break from tradition and feature the Packers versus the Bears in the season opener September 5th. Usually, the Super Bowl champion is the home team for the primetime opener, but the league wants to salute historic rivalries in 2019, and none fits better than Chicago-Green Bay. Those teams have met 200 times since 1921 when the Bears were the Chicago Staleys. Green Bay leads the series 97, 95, and 6 in the regular season. with the club splitting two postseason games. Staging the Thursday night game at Chicago's Soldier Field, even if it is a modernized version of the stadium, adds to the theme. This will be the first time since 2003 the Super Bowl champion has not hosted the opener. New England instead will open at home in the primetime game Sunday night, September 8th. The opponent has not yet been determined. The full schedule will be announced next month. Officials also outlined other plans for the 100th season. NFL Films will select the 100 greatest teams, plays, games, characters, and game changers. An all-time team is being chosen and will be featured in a TV series. Peyton Manning will talk to fans around the country about the history of the NFL for another television series. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, Suite 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.